his life and some more things. Just, you're among family here, so tell your story, Brother Wayne.
Is it working? Okay. Some of y'all are wondering why I'm here again, speaking again on Super Bowl Sunday. But as Pastor Ronnie said, 7 years ago, I was sitting at home putting together my chips and snacks and getting ready for the Super Bowl. And while I was getting everything together... Oh. Okay. While I was getting everything ready, God spoke to me. And he said, I want you to go to church tonight. I hadn't been to church in 20 years. And I said, well, where do you want me to go? My wife was at work. I'm sitting at home by myself. And he said, I want you to go to Church of the Open Door. I said, I don't even know what that is. I've seen it. I go to Whataburger. So I did a little research on the internet, and I said, well, it seems like a good group of people, and I can relate to it. But the whole reason God spoke to me that night, I'm going to go back a few months before that. I was at work, lost my breath, just couldn't function. And so I ended up going to Providence Hospital and being checked out. And after about 6 or 7 hours of tests and everything, they come into the room and told my wife and I both something that you never want to hear. You have cancer, and it looks like it's malignant cancer. So they put me in the hospital that night. They went ahead and did more tests the next morning. They did a MRI, and they said, well, you have stage 4 metastatic renal carcinoma. Yeah. So what had happened, the reason I was losing my breath, I had a blood clot that hit my lung. And so they did the scan to see what was causing the heart of me not to breathe. And by accident, the guy that did the scan did a full body scan instead of just a chest scan. By accident. So when I get back to the room, they said, well, we found a cancer on your kidney. They wouldn't have found it had they just done the chest scan. So God had his hand on me. I hadn't entered a church in 20 years. I'd been mad at God for 28 years. He didn't answer my prayer the way I thought he should answer my prayer. But he had my attention now. They sent my wife and I to temple, to a specialist down there. And he looked at everything and he said, well, Wayne, there's not much we can do. The cancer has gone from your kidney, it's kidney cancer, has gone through your liver, it's grown into your heart and into your back muscles. If we just let it run its course, you've got weeks, maybe a month. If we do the surgery, you know, we just don't think you can go through it. But either way, you know, with the surgery, there may be some kind of chance. So I sat there in that doctor's room the first time in 28 years, and I prayed. And instantly, I heard God's voice. And he said, choose you this day who you'll serve. And that quickly, I knew what the answer was. I told the doctor, yep, let's do the surgery. And he said, are you sure? I said, well, if I was your son, what would you tell me? He said, don't even go there, because I don't have a good answer. I said, we're going to do the surgery. I just trust God. Well, they did the surgery. They removed my right kidney. The tumor had grown through my liver into my heart. So they took the tumor out of my liver. They removed my heart. I was on bypass for about 8 hours. They rebuilt my heart and reinstalled it. So the doctor says, well, if you make it through this, and still they were telling me when I got out of surgery that they didn't think there was any way I could survive it. But as God would have it, I continued to get stronger and stronger. After several weeks in ICU, they sent me to rehab. I did rehab, relearned to walk again, began to function again. That brings us up to January of 2013. I was sitting at home, still wasn't allowed to drive, getting ready for the Super Bowl, and that's when God told me to come to church, go to Open Door, and there was a reason. He had a plan for my life. He's not through with the plan for my life yet, but he had a plan. So over the next few months, I began to feel better. I got stronger. They put me on oral chemo, and I did the oral chemo for about a year and a half. I ended up, the cancer metastasized and went into my lungs. So we treated it. They changed the oral chemo I was on and fought back this lung cancer. Everything was good. In about 6 months' time, they said, all we see is just a couple little scars there. We see no cancer. The devil wasn't through. About 8 or 9 months after that, I went back for another scan, just my normal scan, and they said, well, you've got cancer on your thyroid now. So they put me with a surgeon, went in, did all the pretests and all, said, yep, there's the cancer. We're going to have to operate on you. I went back the week of the surgery for the final test. The doctor said he wanted to mark where the nodules were. They did another ultrasound. There was no cancer. So that's a third time from an untreatable cancer. I'm in another situation right now. No, the devil's in a situation. I'm not. I've got it handled. About 6 months ago, I went in for my normal scan, and the doctor said, well, the cancer's re-metastasized. It's in your lymph nodes this time, and it's come back in your lungs. So the chemo was not working. We're going to put you on an immunotherapy. And we're going to see if that works. Well, as me and my natural state, I thought the scan was going to be this last week. And I was going to get to come in here and tell you all good news and great reports. My scan's at 8 o'clock in the morning. But that doesn't matter. I believe I heard a word from God this morning. Pastor Ronnie prayed over me. I believe all things are healed and everything's back in good shape now. But regardless, the miracle happened in that doctor's office in August when I prayed and God was there that instant. That instant. I hadn't talked to him in 28 years, and the minute I said, God, he said, yes. I don't know exactly what God had in mind for me to say tonight, but I just feel like he's leading me that there's somebody here tonight that's at that point that's saying, God, what would you have me to do? And it's choose you this day. I'm looking forward tomorrow to my test and telling the pastor and the church next week all's good. God's taking care of it again. This is all under control. God gave me scripture this morning all through the service telling me to be calm. Don't worry about it. I've got this. All through the months and years of my treatment, one scripture has continually come back to me. Be still and know that I'm God. It's hard for me to be still. I want to fight. I want to do it my way. I want to have an answer. But when I be still, turn it over to Him, there's such a peace. When I went into surgery, they told me to tell my family goodbye. And so my children were asking, well, how long before he's in recovery? Can we see him? They said, no, you don't understand. Tell him goodbye. This is goodbye. You'll never see him this side of heaven again. But there was such a peace because God had told me, continually be still, trust me, and know that I'm God. That's all I've got.
Hallelujah. Wayne, hang on a minute. You know what I watched is a consistency in my brother. His precious wife has come to the Lord as well. They've been part of this church for 7 years. When things like, that looks tough, he kept on coming. This guy was a greeter at Home Depot or what had you done?
Yeah.
He said he tells his story about 10 or 15 times a week. So when he said, give him your testimony, you want to give it. It wasn't planning out, scripting out. It's just whatever God's got. Somebody that would say, you may know somebody that says, you know, somebody's been mad at God because what you said, he didn't answer a prayer the way that you wanted it to, the way that you asked. I suspect that a lot of us in here could say a prayer didn't get answered the way, the time, the whatever. But when the enemy set up a strategy for failure, I'm going to be mad at God. I'm going to tell you, if you're in here and you're at that place, here's a picture of you don't have to stay mad at God, but you turn it around and call. God said, call to me and I'll answer you. Show you great and mighty things that you don't know yet. And I'm so excited for him. He said, you know, he already knows this. You know, if my natural life ends tonight, there's no fear, is it, Wayne? You shared some things with me before church. See, I reached out and touched another brother who God saved, filled the Holy Spirit, and there's been a journey here. Now, Wayne, with your permission, Alessandra felt that she had a word of the Lord tonight. If that's okay, because I had already before that, I thought, you know what? I'm not going to preach my 9-page sermon to y'all tonight. You go ahead and relax. So we're just... I had it. They got the notes upstairs.
And I give the short version.
And he gave the short version.
Listen,
come and let's see what the Lord would just do. Let me see if this is on. Cindy, if you can bring this on, please. It's the same mic that Wayne was using. If you can bring it on, you see the signal going up. Check, check. Come on. With it, there it is. Make sure we get that hot.
I can use my own microphone. Okay.
They can hear. Okay. Bring the sound down on the keyboard monitor.
And then the Lord spoke to me this, that no one of the sickness that he sent to the Egyptians is going to prosper. And he's going to use you in the ministry to pray for people. That he's going to heal people through you from your testimony. Because he did once, he did twice, he did third time and more. So there's no weapon that is going to prosper in you. There is no illness that is going to prosper in you. And I want to speak life upon you. I want to speak life in each cell of your body. I want to speak life, the life of Jesus, Lord, in each part of your body, organ, any organ that is not working. I want to speak the life of Jesus, and I command as the Lord created before. I command them to start working as the Lord created before. And I curse that root from cancer, whatever it will be. I curse it from the root, from past generations, and it's breaking now. And now the healing of God that is already provided at cross, it has to be manifested in you. So there is no running poor. There's nothing that is going to prosper. And I also cancel any report from the doctor, and I drop on the floor, and I declare that it's not going to prosper in you, because the report of the cross is going to privilege in you. It's going to prosper in you. That's a report that is a report that is valuable. The report of Jesus says that you are healed by his stripes. You are healed.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You're a miracle. You're a miracle. You're a miracle, says the Lord. I have healed you. I want to use your hands to heal, for healing. Believe to see miracles through you. I will use you. You love me, and I know what I have for you in the future. Walk always looking high, because the enemy is a liar. Don't believe thoughts that come from the dead. He's a liar. I'm going to use you, Lord. Pray for people, for healing, and believe for miracles. I love you, Lord.